It's the 13th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. This week, Bedfordshire Police are among a number of police forces across the country involved in Skeptra, a programme that focuses on the reduction of knife crime. In the last 6 months, just over 1,500 knives were deposited in knife bins across the county, with 411 of those from Bedford and Kempston. The largest number of knives, 418, were recovered in Shefford. From August to October, knife crime has dropped by 36% over the same period last year. John Tizard, the Police and Crime Commissioner, said, "Whilst every effort must be taken to remove dangerous weapons and those carrying knives from our streets, we must also persuade people never to carry such weapons." Councillor Russ Goodchild, who represents Leighton Linslade West and former member of the Liberal Democrats, has changed his alliance and has now become an independent. He is the second Central Bedfordshire councillor to switch, with the first being Councillor Steve Owen, who serves in the same ward. Mr Goodchild cited differing views on policy as the reason for the change. Bedford's Castle Lane has added a new member to its restaurant family. Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton was on hand to open the new family-owned Tanner Lounge in the former Fat Cap Smokehouse location, which closed its doors during lockdown. The eatery focuses on dishes inspired from the country of Thailand and is owned by Antonio Riccardi, who said, "We are thrilled to be bringing a brand new Thai restaurant to Bedford." NetAccess, an IT company that specialises in asset tracking, cybersecurity and AI solutions, has expanded its business unit footprint at Pari Business Park in Bedford. The company now occupies more than 10,000 square feet of space and has signed a long-term lease agreement to remain at the premises. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.